Genesis 2:23b. She shall be called woman, man-formed, because she was taken out of man. As Adam knew by the Holy Spirit the things just mentioned, which he saw not before, and as he praises God and extols him for his having created for him a meet life companion out of his own body, so now, by the same Spirit, he prophesies of his Eve's future, when he says that she ought to be called a man-formed, or man-like, female. The truth is that it is utterly impossible for any interpreter to convey through any other language the peculiar strength and beauty of the original Hebrew expression. It signifies a man, and Adam says concerning Eve, "She shall be called woman," as if we should say, "She shall be called Vera," or Vir, a man, because a wife is an heroic or manlike woman, for she does manlike things and performs manlike duties. This name Adam gives to the woman contains in it a wonderful and sweet description of marriage, in which, as the lawyers express it, the woman shines in the rays of her husband. For whatever the husband possesses is possessed and held by the wife also. And not only is all their wealth possessed by them in common, but their children also, their food, their bed, and their habitation. Their wishes are also equal, so that the husband differs from the wife in no other thing than in sex. In every other respect, the woman is really a man, for whatsoever the man possesses in their house, the woman possesses also. And what the man is, that also is the woman. She differs from the man in sex only. In a word, the woman, as Paul remarks in his instructions to Timothy, is man-formed and man-like by her very origin. For, as the apostle says to Timothy, Adam was formed first, then Eve from the man, and not the man from the woman. 1 Timothy 2:13. Of this communion of all things in marriage, we still possess some feeble remnants, though miserable indeed they be when compared with what they were in their original state. For even now the wife, if she be but an honorable, modest, and godly woman, participates in all the cares, wishes, desires, pursuits, duties, and actions of her husband. And it was for this end indeed that she was created in the beginning. And for this end she was called virago, that she might differ in sex only from the father of the family, since she was taken from man. And though this name can apply in its strictest and fullest sense to Eve only, who, alone of all women, was created thus out of man, yet our Lord applies the whole sentence of Adam to all wives when he says that man and wife are one flesh, Matthew 19:5-6. Although, therefore, thy wife be not made of thy flesh and thy bones, yet, because she is thy wife, she is as much the mistress of thy house as thou art the master thereof, except that by the law of God, which was brought in after the fall, the woman is made subject to the man. That is the woman's punishment, as are many other troubles also, which come short of the glories of paradise, concerning which glories the sacred text before us gives us so much information. For Moses is not here speaking of the miserable life which all married people now live, but concerning the life of innocency, in which, had the innocency continued, the government of the man and of the woman would have been equal and the same. Hence it is that Adam gave the name woman, or man-formed female, to Eve, prophetically on account of the equal administration of all things with her husband in the house. But now the sweat of the brow rests upon the man, and to the wife it is commended that she be in subjection to the man. There still remain, however, certain remnants or dregs, as it were, of the woman's dominion, so that the wife may still be called manlike female, on account of her common possession of all things with her husband.